Slow and Gradual? This is Ken Ham, co-author of the recently updated book Against Racism, One Race, One Blood. In 1980, Mount St. Helens volcano erupted in Washington state, and 230 square miles were destroyed, and the wildlife was killed. Now, scientists thought it would take at least a century for the ecosystem to recover. But if you visit Mount St. Helens today, just 39 years later, you'll see that they were wrong. Within a decade of the catastrophe, life was flourishing. Many scientists view everything through the lens of slow and gradual processes. But catastrophes teach us that slow is not always the case. The world's biggest catastrophe was the global flood of Noah's time. But it wouldn't have taken long for life to flourish once again.
Subscribe to receive free daily email insights from Ken Ham when you go to AnswersRadio.com and plan your visit to the Ark Encounter attraction at AnswersRadio.com.